Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, upper 50s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, lower 50s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, will continue with rain showers, some thunderstorms possible, warmer in the lower 70s. For Friday night, mostly cloudy, showers likely, low of 48. And Saturday, cloudy, chance of rain. Right now, it's 43.
Whether you ride the trails on an ATV or hug the corners on a motorcycle, you've found your passion and we want to help you protect it. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we can help you navigate the terrain knowing that we have the coverage to help you protect your joyrides. Our ATV and motorcycle insurance is designed for your machine and your lifestyle, giving you the freedom to ride with less worry. Come see us for a quote at Blue Valley Insurance in Greenleaf, Lynn, Hanover, Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. State regulators will hear from gas customers this week about a proposed 10% rate hike. Wichita Eagle reports that state officials say Kansas Gas Services' rate proposal would add an estimated $5.60 a month to the average bill. The Kansas Corporation Commission hearing from the public today in Topeka before deciding whether to grant the request. Garden City Commission has unanimously approved a request for the consideration of funds for the construction of a new terminal at Garden City's regional airport. The project would result in a larger, updated facility that would allow the airport to accommodate larger aircraft. The Garden City Telegram reports the FAA request could potentially secure $20 million of the $26.85 million needed. If the city receives the funding, it still must finance the remaining $6.85 million. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
The following alert is from the AARP Fraud Watch Network.
Attention listeners, have you received your new Medicare card yet? Medicare is sending out new and safer cards that no longer have your Social Security number on them. But beware of callers claiming to be from Medicare who say you need to pay for your card. You need to verify your Social Security number, or you have a balance on your old card and they need your banking information to transfer it to you. These are all scams. All you need to do is wait for your free card to come in the mail. To learn how to protect yourself from frauds and scams, visit AARP.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas asking Democratic Senator Charlie McCaskill of Missouri to remove his name and praise for her from a new campaign ad. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Roberts wants McCaskill to remove his quote from 2017 describing her as a senator he seeks out to get things done on a bipartisan basis. McCaskill's in a tight re-election race with Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley. Roberts said McCaskill has turned more partisan. A man from Olathe has admitted importing endangered leopard cats. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said 34-year-old Lawrence Payne pleaded guilty yesterday to violating the Endangered Species Act. The leopard cat is a small wild cat native to Asia that's been designated as an endangered species. Investigators who searched Payne's home found three Asian leopard cats. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Classes have continued as normal at Kearney Elementary School despite a vehicle crashing through a wall of the school building. Television station KSNB reports that the crash happened around 2 o'clock yesterday morning when the sport utility vehicle jumped a curb, crossed the school parking lot, and crashed into a north wall of Northeast Elementary. Police say the SUV crashed into a part of the school under construction that was not currently being used for classes. State lottery officials say a winning Nebraska Pick 5 ticket has been sold in Wood River. The Grand Island Independent says the ticket, worth $106,000 for Tuesday's drawing, was sold at the Casey's General Store in Wood River. The winning numbers from Tuesday's Nebraska Pick 5 draw were 5, 14, 18, 26, and 34. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them, so...
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As flu season approaches, it's time to get flu vaccinations. Marshall County Health Department nurse Tammy Stuhl was a guest on our public affairs program and advised who are candidates for flu vaccination.
What ACIP and CDC recommend is that everyone 6 months of age on up through the lifespan receive an influenza vaccination. Each decade we get older, you know, the immune system depletes just a bit, and particularly people 65 years of age and older are more at risk. Our children under the age of 4 are more at risk, and definitely those with any underlying medical conditions such as diabetes, lung disease, etc., those things. They're definitely more at risk of the effects of influenza.
Stoll went on to tell where residents can get their flu vaccinations.
You can get your flu vaccination in Marshall County at the Marshall County Health Department. You can get that at your doctor's office. I know the three offices in this county are providing that vaccination also. I believe the local Walmart store is also providing that. I've seen their sign outside. They're readily available.
Tammy Stoll with the Marshall County Health Department, a recent guest on our public affairs program. Marshall County Health Department will offer flu vaccinations throughout the county in October. In Axtell, October 15th from 9 to 10 a.m. City Hall. October 15th in Summerfield at the fire station, 10:45 until noon. In Beatty, October 15th at the fire station from 1 to 1:30. Blue Rapids, October 18th at Mesa View from 8:45 to 9:15. In Waterville, October 18th from 11 to noon at the community center. And October 18th in Bremen at the Mutual Insurance Office from 3:15 to 3:45. In Frankfort, October 23rd at City Hall from 9 to 10. And in Vermilion, October 23rd at the library from 10:30 to 11:15. Washington County residents may receive a flu vaccination at the annual Fall Health Fair this Saturday at the Washington Elementary Gym from 7 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Along with flu vaccinations, a blood profile including over 40 tests is available for $45, vitamin D level available for $35, and a men's PSA test available for $30. The 21st annual Fall Health Fair at the Washington Elementary Gym this Saturday runs 7 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Darlene Gertis, age 95, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will meet friends Thursday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Gertis. Lois Irene Adams, age 79, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Lois Adams. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, Ritz chicken, rice pilaf, wheat bread, broccoli, and apple Snickers salad. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville cross country team at Sabetha this afternoon. Junior high football will host Wamego. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have that cold front move through, which is bringing some cooler temperatures across the area. Now, it looks like thanks to an upper-level system, we're going to see on and off chances of rain showers as we head through the day and into tonight. We do have another system that will move across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow, continuing into the weekend, bringing more chances for some rain showers. It looks like another cold front will move through. We'll see warmer temperatures for tomorrow, but once that cold front moves through, cooler as we head into Saturday. So looking at the forecast for today, increasing clouds, isolated storms this afternoon, upper 50s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, lower 50s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain showers, possible thunderstorms, warmer in the lower 70s. For Friday night, mostly cloudy, rain showers with a low of 48. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers, cooler temperatures in the upper 50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October 74, the average low 49, 43 degrees in Marysville this morning, north wind at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 4th of October. KNDY News Time 716. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Halloween's headstrong this month at South Hill Pottery. Elementary students will sculpt a witch head for Arts R Elementary this month. The cost of the class and all materials is $37.84. First and second grade meet Tuesday, third and fourth grade Wednesday, 5th and 6th grade Thursday, with the final class meeting Saturday, October 27th. Stop in at South Hill Pottery to sign up today.
The Bronx Bombers play their cards right, and the Capitals celebrate one more time. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was win or go home for the Yankees and A's last night. Aaron Judge got New York going before Oakland could record an out.
Swung on. Here it goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A Judgian
on WFAN. That made it 2-0 in the first, and Luis Severino shut down the A's from there.
Sevy set the tone and really came out on a mission, and I thought he threw the ball so well.
Manager Aaron Boone, 4 shutout innings from Severino. The bullpen took the rest as the Yankees won the AL wild card game 7-2. They take on the Red Sox in the American League Division Series starting Friday. And on opening night in the NHL, the Capitals raised their championship banner before routing the Bruins.
Caps get that rebound near side. Will Tomer Oshie scores! TJ Oshie!
On WFED, Washington won 7-0. Despite their emphatic win, the Capitals are upset after winger Tom Wilson was handed a 20-game suspension for an illegal hit on the St. Louis Blues' Oscar Sundqvist during the preseason. ESPN's Barry Melrose supports the decision.
The old days was a different sport. It wasn't nearly as fast. The guys weren't nearly as strong as they are right now. That hit has to be taken out of our sport. Tommy Wilson looked like he wasn't going to learn on his own. The NHL had to step in. They made a strong statement.
It's Wilson's fourth suspension in less than 13 months. More opening night action in the NFL is Austin Matthews' brace lifted the Maple Leafs over the Canadiens, including this in overtime.
Marlowe, who takes the pass, going in for the shot, a shot, he scores! Austin Matthews wins the game!
On SN 590, John Tavares scored his first goal in a Maple Leafs uniform, and Toronto won 3-2 in overtime. Also Wednesday night, the Canucks knocked off the Flames 5-2 in Vancouver, while the Ducks spoiled Erik Karlsson's Sharks debut with a 5-2 win in San Jose. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Lights, Marysville and Royal Valley square off in district action. Live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Hanover kicks off at Axtell. Our Friday night feature game, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app as well.
Boomers in Frankfort is ready for you to stop by. Come on in for down-home cooking daily lunch special, or a burger, or some pizza, and of course cold beer after the football game. Play some pool, see if you're a pinball wizard, and enjoy the company. Or just grab some cold beer to enjoy at home. Boomers in Frankfort, open until midnight for all your post-game needs.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Concerns over weak farm income forced a sharp decline in the monthly Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer. The index dropped to a reading of 114. That's 15 points below its August reading and 129, its lowest reading since October of 2016. Organizers say the barometer, which is a sentiment index based upon a nationwide monthly survey of 400 U.S. ag producers, has been unusually volatile in recent months. That volatility reflects uncertainty in farm country with trade and the expectation of bumper crops and low prices. Producers indicate that financial conditions on many farms deteriorated significantly as 2018 unfolded, and farmers' expectations for the future weakened as well. The September survey, 54% of respondents said their farm's financial condition was worse than a year ago, and asked to look ahead, 33% of producers said they expect financial conditions on their farm to be worse a year from now. With the North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiation effort complete, the Trump administration now expected to turn its trade attention to China and its neighbors. The U.S. and China are in the midst of a trade war started by President Trump. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. should follow the template from the NAFTA talks to engage with Asia-Pacific trading partners and revive the dream of building a new rules-based trading bloc to counter China. Now, that was the goal of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that the president removed the U.S. from upon taking office. The Wall Street Journal opinion piece suggests that the U.S. should follow suit in Asia trade markets as part of a goal of boxing out China. Trade talks set to begin between the U.S. and Japan soon, making a potential start in the region. The U.S. Grains Council previously stated that Southeast Asia specifically represents a region of substantial potential growth for U.S. farmers. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. It was a mostly lower day in the ag futures markets on Wednesday. It just couldn't seem to get anything going and keep it going. December corn down 2 3/4 at 364 3/4. March down 2 3/4 at 376 3/4. Each of the later months also lower. All three of the wheat markets were down. December Kansas City wheat off 3 3/4 at 518 3/4. March down 4 1/4 at 542 1/4. So nothing positive anywhere when it comes to wheat. Soybeans finished lower. November beans down 4 1/2. 861 1/2. January beans down 4 1/4 at 875 3/4. Later months were all down by about the same amount. October soybean meal, $3.70 lower at 307.50. December was down 390 at 311.20. So we saw some tough going for soybeans and soybean meal. Oil was the bright spot here all the way across. December soybean oil was up 18 points at 29.84. The later months were all higher. The early contract, October bean oil was up 16 points at 29.52. So it turned out to be a pretty good day for soy oil, while the beans themselves and bean meal struggled. We saw some issues in livestock. We had one little bright spot, one little green area, and that was the early contract in hogs, but everything else was down. October live cattle down 77 at 113.20. December down 107 at 118.40. Each of the later months was down in fat cattle. October feeders down 120 at 157.87. November feeders down 80 cents at 158.77. So a tough go all the way across for feeder cattle. That one bright spot, the early contract in hogs. October hogs up 105 at 67.47, while December hogs finished the day down $2 at 57.15. Each of the later months was significantly lower too. So not a lot of positives across our ag futures markets as we wrapped up on Wednesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. There are an estimated 6 million feral swine, wild pigs, roaming nearly every state in our country, doing over $1 billion of damage each year. an update on the man versus pig battle after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Wild pigs are a huge problem in the United States. There are about 6 million of them, or estimates anywhere from 4 to 9 million. They roam nearly every state in our country, do over $1 billion of damage each year to agriculture and other property. It is a tough war to fight because these wild pigs have no natural predators, and they reproduce like pigs do, big litters twice a year. There have, though, been some small victories in the war. Dale Nolte is with the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program. It's a USDA program that coordinates efforts with individual states.
Over the last several years, we think we've eliminated feral swine. And when I say we, that's, you know, the federal agencies cooperating with state agencies and the private sector. From Idaho, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Washington, and Wisconsin. There's other states that are very close to elimination that we hope to get those over the next few years. But the potential for reintroduction is so high that even after once we're at a point we think they're eliminated, we continue monitoring for at least 2 more years to make sure that the feral swine are not reintroduced, or that, you know, we didn't miss some in the process.
Dale told us yesterday that hunting wild pigs, which is a big sport across many states in the country, doesn't really do that much to control the population or even make a dent in the population of these fast-breeding animals. So what about birth control?
There's efforts to develop reproductive inhibitors. So far, nothing has been registered or has been determined to be viable. But there's efforts underway to do that. There's also, about a year ago, a product called Kaput was registered as a toxicant for feral swine. But to the best of my knowledge, it's not being currently used in states while they, you know, kind of explore potential negatives with it. I think as they get more comfortable, that may become an option. And USDA is exploring sodium nitrite that would be used as a toxicant. But again, trying to make sure that we understand all repercussions before it becomes a registered product.
Spread of diseases to domestic swine herds is also a problem. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KND. Cold front moved in on Q last evening. Cooler temperatures across the region this morning. We're at 43 degrees with a light north wind. Highs only around 60 on tap today. An unsettled weekend ahead.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. You've seen it. You've felt it. A big cold front coming through the state of Kansas, and it has already had an effect on some scheduled sporting events across the Sunflower State. Some high school football games are being rescheduled due to the threat of storms and heavy rain across Kansas. Hoisington at Minneapolis, that game moved to this evening at 7 o'clock. And another what was supposed to be Friday night matchup, Scott City at Beloit, that game also moved to this evening at 7 o'clock. Previewing our college football matchups for this weekend, the KU Jayhawks taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers. That game set for Saturday with a kickoff of 11 o'clock. And the K-State Wildcats square off against the Baylor Bears. That game, an afternoon exhibition kickoff in that matchup set for 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repair done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Nebraska's descent from the top of the college football hierarchy is going on 2 decades. The Cornhuskers' 0-4 start still seems jarring, and not just to people inside the program and the fan base that has sold out Memorial Stadium every game since 1962. Former Kansas coach Glenn Mason says he's never thought he would see the day when a Nebraska team was struggling so much. And here's some interesting statistical data, if you will, about the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have the NFL's worst defense, allowing more than 450 yards per game. But the strangest thing happens when they manage to hold an opposing offense and first and second downs. They suddenly become the league's best. Yes, that sieve-like defense holds opponents to a measly 23.8% conversion rate on third down. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, be in Manhattan for homecoming weekend, October 12th and 13th. The fun begins Friday night in Bramlage Coliseum for Madness in Manhattan. This free event features both basketball teams and is your first chance to see the Wildcats since the Elite Eight run. Then on Saturday, watch K-State football take on Oklahoma State. Tickets start at less than $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com.
Friday Night Lights, Marysville and Royal Valley square off in district action. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover kicks off at Axtell. Our Friday night feature game live on KNDY FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app as well.
2018 has been keeping the editors of dictionaries very busy. It's a look at the new words which entered our lexicon this year from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 4th, the 277th day of the year. Film legend Buster Keaton was born on this day, and carving on Mount Rushmore began in 1927. Dictionaries are constantly updating entries to reflect the ever-changing English language. Here's a few fun additions in 2018. Merriam-Webster says cryptocurrency was one of the hottest words of the year, the term for digital currencies like Bitcoin. A popular dog breed gets a new entry. A Chihuahua and Dachshund mix is now a Chiweenie. If you're a man who has ever condescendingly expounded on something, you're guilty of mansplaining. And a novel new word to describe camping without the roughing it part is glamping, short for glamorous camping. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.